بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, alhamdulillah, in tonight's Taraweeh Salah, we heard the sixth juz, which was a continuation of Surah An-Nisa, which we commenced last night. And thereafter, the opening verses and a portion of Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the fifth surah that appears. And here in Surah An-Nisa, towards the ending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the reasons and the causes behind the Yahud, the Bani Israel, becoming an accursed nation. We know the Bani Israel were a favored nation. They were a group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed many bounties and blessings upon. In fact, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. We gave them such virtue, such status, such blessings, that we had not given to any other group in the entire world. They were the chosen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then they became accursed, they became despicable, they became despised. And this will continue till the day of Qiyamah, that we find till today the progeny of the Bani Israel are such, despite all their economic advancements and progress. You may still get those people who admire them for their financial clout and power, but by and large they remain a despicable group, a despised group. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reasons behind this. From being the best of Allah's creation, or the best of groups that Allah had sent into this world after the Anbiya, Allah then brought them to such a low. Why? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. The first reason, the first cause that made them, that was the cause for their downfall, was because they were not true to their word and their promise to Allah. And what is meant here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he called Nabi Musa alayhi salam to receive the Torah, Nabi Musa alayhi salam was required to go to Mount Tur and receive the Torah physically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him to appoint leaders amongst the Bani Israel. There were 12 sub-tribes. So he appointed one person from each tribe, these 12 leaders, and they were tasked to ensure that the Bani Israel comply with the commands of Allah. But the moment he left and he went to Mount Tur, and now these people were no longer under his supervision, they began breaking his commands, breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with this, Mufassirin explained the incident of the Sabbath, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed them that you are not allowed to fish on a Saturday. This was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people, because they knew that this was a very profitable day for them, so what they would do is they would then cast their nets or their rods on a Friday evening, and they would then take the catch of the day on a Sunday morning. So like this, they would bypass, or they would find some sort of a hila, we would say, a means to bypass the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby breaking their pledge and promise with Allah. So, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. The first cause for their downfall was because they were not true to their promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Because they rejected the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Torah was given to them, they rejected it. They didn't want to accept and believe in it. وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. And because of their killing the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam unrightfully. We find that the Bani Israel was such that whenever some law of Allah did not conform to their desire, then they didn't bother who was in front of them. It could have been a friend of Allah, it could have been a Nabi, a messenger of Allah. But at all costs, they wanted to fulfill their desires, to this extent that they even took the lives of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Nabi Zakariya, Nabi Yahya alayhimu salatu wasalam were amongst the Anbiya that they had killed. Fariqan taqtulun. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, an entire group of the Anbiya you killed, you took their lives. So because of this was the third reason for their downfall. Then the fourth reason, وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and likewise later on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented Iman to them and the Quran to them, then these people said that, see, our hearts are covered. قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. This word غُلْف, we perhaps know the word غِلَاف. غِلَاف means a cover. Commonly we speak about the غِلَاف of the Kaaba, the cover over the Kaaba, or the غِلَاف, the cover that is over a copy of the Quran Sharif. So they said, our hearts are in these covers. In other words, our hearts are closed, and they cannot now accept your message and your invitation. Here Allah then completely refutes the statement of theirs. بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. On one hand, they were saying that we cannot bring iman because our hearts are closed. Allah says, no. It's because you made a decision not to believe that Allah then sealed your hearts. As a result of your kufr, as a result of your disbelief and your rejection, Allah sealed your heart. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You will find very few of them bringing iman. وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. The fifth reason Allah mentions, because of their outright kufr and disbelief, when they passed derogatory remarks about Maryam radiallahu anha, the mother of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they accused her of adultery, of fornication, and they said she was a loose woman, wal'iyadu billah. So this was a reason, because of their disrespect of a friend of Allah, of a pious personality, this was a sabab, a cause for their downfall. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And then, because of them boasting and being proud at the fact, according to them, that they had killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, we know that they did not take his life. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Allah clarifies this. But in their eyes, they thought that they had taken the life of Isa alayhi salam, and they boasted about this. They were very proud that they committed this act of injustice against the Nabi of Allah. They completely rejected him. They didn't want to accept his message. So because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they became an accursed nation, a despised nation till the day of Qiyamah. Further on the next page, Allah then mentions a few more reasons. فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Because of their oppression. And then, as we mentioned yesterday, their consumption of interest. وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى. وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And because they would consume the wealth of the people unrightfully. These are the various reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala details at the end of Surah An-Nisa. The lesson for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we should not let these things now creep into our ummah, into our society, our community. Allah has also favored the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should not be that we now fall under these particular prohibitions and these causes and reasons for the downfall of the Bani Israel. So this was regarding the Yahud, the Jews. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Nasara, the Christians. They had gone to the other extreme. The Yahud on one hand, they rejected Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They didn't want to accept him as a Nabi of Allah. The Nasara on the other hand, they exceeded the limits. And they now elevated Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the level of divinity. So Allah cautions them that, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, la taghlu fi dinikum. Do not make ghulu in your deen. We have heard this word before. Ghulu, which refers to exaggeration, where a person exceeds the bounds, he goes over the bounds, and he now begins attributing certain miracles or certain qualities to people that are not befitting of them. We find the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is ummatan wasata, a very moderate and balanced ummah. We have the greatest amount of respect and reverence for the friends of Allah, for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but we also draw a line, and we do not allow them to cross that line into the level of divinity. This is reserved exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to matters of the unseen, knowledge of the unseen, control of taqdeer, control of rizq, of sustenance. This is only and solely within the command and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the address to the Nasara, the Christians. Thereafter, we commenced at the end of the first quarter with Suratul Ma'idah. And like the three surahs preceding it, this is also a Madani surah. In fact, some mufassirina of the opinion that Suratul Ma'idah was the very last surah to be revealed in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. After the conquest of Makkah, after the final Hajj, the majority of the verses, and according to some, the entire surah was revealed all at once. Now we know that especially when it comes to the lengthy surahs of the Quran, then the entire surah generally is not revealed at once. We find different verses are revealed on different occasions. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would instruct Sahaba radiallahu anhum where to place these verses in the different surahs. But Suratul Ma'idah was revealed all at once. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was seated on his she camel, which was named Adba. And whenever Nabi alayhi salam would receive wahi, wahi is the kalam of Allah, the word of Allah. It is something very weighty, very mighty. Therefore, a very great weight would come upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this instance that he had to dismount from this camel because it could not bear the weight of the revelation of this particular surah. So this was the revelation of Suratul Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the surah with a very important command and injunction. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. O people of Iman, Allah addresses the believers, fulfill your contractual obligations. Fulfill your contracts, your promises. When you have an obligation, when you have some, you have given somebody your word, then ensure that you are true to this and you fulfill it. Some mufassirin of the opinion that this was particularly in reference to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. We know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had signed this particular treaty, and outwardly many conditions would have seemed detrimental to Islam and the Muslims. They were not allowed to perform Umrah. And then if any woman had left Makkah and come to Madinah Munawwara wanting to accept Islam, then they were commanded to return her to Makkah Mukarrama. On the other hand, if a Muslim woman had to go to Makkah and renounce her faith, then they were not allowed to take her back. And various different clauses and conditions that outwardly seem to be against the Muslims. Here Allah is reminding the Sahaba that if you have signed this contract and you have given your word, then ensure that you remain true to it and you fulfill your word. Under no cost should you break your word. And of course, this then extends to any promise, any contract that a person finds himself in. He is now obligated by Sharia to fulfill this and to be true to his word. And here Mufassirin explain, we'll end on this, is that the greatest promise, the greatest contract that a person is obliged to fulfill is the promise and contract we have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we have promised Allah by virtue of our iman, our kalima, that we will remain true to our iman, our deen, we will remain true to the teachings of the Quran, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This also falls under this verse, that awfu bil uqud, fulfill your obligation, your contract, your promise, your word that you have given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or else you will be held liable in a court of law in this world. If a person has a contract he has signed, there's witnesses, his signature is on that piece of paper, then he knows he is fearful. If he does not fulfill the dictates of that contract, the opposite party can take him to court. It can be a long process, very costly. He can then be fined, or he can find himself with some jail time, prison time. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that there will be a court of law also on the day of Qiyamah. Our contract, our promise, our word is to remain devoted and to submit to the will and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal and give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi.